This is 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, the voice of the city. Greetings, beautiful people of New Orleans and all points beyond. I'm John Bard. It's JB's Wild Ride, now on Monday nights. Yeah, used to be Sunday afternoons, but as of tonight, Monday night's the night for JB's Wild Ride. I got you all to myself. No Saints games, no second lines, all the other cool stuff that happens on Sunday. It's Monday night. It's just me and you and 100 years worth of great music to trawl through. If you're new to the show, and I suspect many of you are, here's the deal. The great Duke Ellington said there's only two kinds of music, the good kind and the other kind. I play the good kind. That's the only genre that matters. So over the course of the next couple hours, you're going to hear music going back 100 years and music made yesterday. Every possible genre, pretty much, except smooth jazz, because screw smooth jazz. That's my line in the sand, is smooth jazz. Otherwise, I'll play real jazz. I'll play you some punk, and I'll play you some soul, and some blues, and who knows what else. And I'm easily led. How do you lead me? Text me. The text line, 504-300-9390, 504-300-9390. Let's christen Monday evenings with style. Here's Miss Nina Simone. It's JB's Wild Ride, WHIV.
Something he can't see is something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for me. All the leaves are brown.
last like it used to, and my joy comes faster. Rain don't feel like it used to, the sunlight feels better. Well, just be your light, and don't you give up now. There'll be strife, but we gon' dance it out. When the pain is released and your love will increase, and the power will show in your love light. And the power will show in your love.
Yeah, we're off and running. It's the first Monday night edition of JB's Wild Ride here on WHIV. Welcome to the folks who've come over from Sunday afternoon with me. And welcome to the new folks just discovering us for the very first time. I'm here every Monday from 7 to 9, live in studio, playing 100 plus years worth of the cool. We began, speaking of cool, Nina Simone, my baby. Just Cares for Me, Lee Moses with an epic version of California Dreamin'. Curtis Harding, it's a new music. That's the title track from his new LP, The Power. From Detroit, Michigan, the Meditation Singers. And from right here, The Meters, Hand Clapping Song. You need something? Go ahead and drop me a text. It's 504-300-9390. 504-300-9390. Scotty followed me over from Sunday. How you doing, man? Scotty wants to hear some John Lee Hooker. No problem. Coming. First, however, I got to play something else. So, when Jerry Lee Lewis checked into the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany in April 1964, he was at very much a low point in his career. The hits had stopped. He was something of a pariah in America, for probably rightfully so, for marrying his 13-year-old cousin. In Europe, however, he was still the killer. He was still the man. And the young kids who were just discovering rock and roll flocked out to see folks like him and Gene Vincent when they came through town. At this point, Jerry Lee wasn't doing too well. Supposedly, amphetamines and other things were a big part of his diet at this point. And he was definitely looking at a downward career trajectory. But that didn't really matter when he showed up at the Star Club. Although the recipe for disaster was definitely there when you had Jerry Lee on his downward spiral and just a band thrown together from members of the Nashville Teens, who later had a hit with Tobacco Road. And the guys from the Nashville Teens were perfectly fine musicians, but they were not prepared to deal with Jerry Lee. And they struggled to keep up. It was recorded, and I think the expectations were probably really low that something great was going to come out of it. Instead, what came out of it is maybe the greatest live rock and roll album ever. It is primal. It's passionate. It's Jerry Lee. So let's go back in time. Hamburg, Germany. The same stage the Beatles had a residency only a couple of years before. Jerry Lee with some of the members of the Nashville Teens. Tearing it up. Right here on JB's Wild Ride.
Got a woman mean as she can be. So Jerry, if I got a woman mean as she can be, sometimes I think she's almost mean as me. Yeah. Well, I drank a little coffee and I drank a little tea, but Jerry, Jerry, here's the thing I'm gonna make if I got a woman. Something I do it mighty good. Got a woman mean as she can be. A time or time I'm gonna think of that she's almost mean as me. Well,
Gentlemen, I'd like to say it's a pleasure, a great honor to be back at the fabulous, most beautiful, I mean really swinging, Star Club. All right. Yeah.
You better open up, honey, and get your lover boy me that's knocking. You better listen to me, sugar roller, catch the red to high school of rocking. Honey, get your bobbing shoes so that you can box the blows a few. Got everybody hopping, everybody bopping, bopping up a high school of house. I've been rolling up a high school of house. I've been
down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I said I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. I know. Boogie, chula. I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good, and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the inaugural Monday night run of JB's Wild Ride. I am JB. To those of you who followed me over from Sunday afternoon, thanks, guys. To those of you just discovering us for the very first time, welcome. Here's the basic deal. Duke Ellington said there's two kinds of music, the good kind and the other kind. That is the philosophy here. There's only one genre. Good music could be made yesterday, could be 100 years ago. Doesn't matter what genre people want to cubbyhole it into. If it's good, it gets played. And you help me decide what's good. Like Scotty did during that set. He got his John Lee Hooker. But we went back to the beginning of that set. We heard two from Jerry Lee Lewis live at the Star Club, Hamburg, Germany, April 1964. Maybe the greatest live rock and roll album ever. If not, it's right up there. Mean Woman Blues and High School Confidential. The Collins Kids. They were teenagers. Larry Collins was 13 years old when he cut that record. That kid ripped on guitar, too. Whistlebait. Pretty Things, Midnight Six Man. Then Scotty got his request. John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillin'. Close it out with L.A. Witch. I Wanna Lose. They're a very cool band. They are coming to town in May. They're going to be opening up for another really cool band, the Black Angels from Austin, Texas. That is a quality double bill at the House of Blues coming up in May. Looking forward to it. L.A. Witch. Something you need, you go ahead and text me. 504-300-9390, 504-300-9390. It could be a specific song, it could be an artist, it could be just a vibe you're looking for or a genre. I could work with you, make it happen. 504-300-9390. Going to get the time machine working again in just a minute. But first, let me just say this. The last couple of weeks, in particular, I've pointed out that our leaders and that the corporate media are not leading, they are following. They are behind the curve. The curve are the people who are standing up and changing things. And powering that curve is independent media. Media that's not owned by oligarchs. Media that is not owned by owners who are seeking to destroy it from within for some reason. Media that is here for the people and funded by the people. We don't have corporations lining up to throw money at WHIV. We don't get a penny from the government. You're the reason we're on the air, and you'll be the reason we stay on the air. We don't do pledge drives and begathons and all that stuff because we treat you like adults. Because you know that if you help us out every so often, you get to keep listening to not just the great music, but all the truth throughout the week, all the great public affairs programming we give you. Independent media is saving this nation, will save this nation. We need it. You need it here in New Orleans. We've got some great, great independent media outlets. Support them all. But since I'm on WHIV, I'm going to ask you to support us. Go to whivfm.org. Throw us a couple of bucks. If I played you something tonight that made you feel good, hit the tip jar. Become a member. Buy some swag. It's the, I say this every week and I mean it, the best logo in radio. You want this on your body. WHIVFM.org. Okay, let's crank up the time machine. We're going back to November 15th, 1929. And just a little south of here, on Esplanade, right here in New Orleans, the Italian Hall. It's still there, right at the edge of the quarter on Esplanade. The Jones and Collins Astoria Hot 8 had booked a session. There was a recording studio of a sort inside the Italian Hall. Unfortunately, at the last minute, they're clarinet player, the wonderfully named Big Eye Lewis Nelson, couldn't make it. So they scrambled to find a replacement. And they managed to find one, a terrific player from Marrero by the name of Sidney Arredondo. And Arredondo came in, and they cut a bunch of really, really good sides. That would be the end of the story, if not for the fact that on November 15th, 1929, in the Italian Hall, the Jones and Collins Astoria Hot Eight, with Sidney Arredondo sitting in, became the first ever integrated recording session in New Orleans history. Sidney Arredondo was a white man from Marrero. And when you think about the fact that as far back as 1919 in the North, black and white musicians were playing together on record, it is really a telling fact about segregation and what New Orleans was like and what the South was like in the 1920s that it took 10 years and really an accident for it to happen here. The interesting thing is that it really created no particular attention. People barely knew about it. People didn't talk about it. It wasn't a thing. It's only many years later that historians went back and recognized the significance of what happened that day on Esplanade right here in New Orleans. So let's go in there. 1929. The Astoria Hot Eight. And special guest Sidney Arredondo. Laying it down for history. Right here on JB's Wild Ride.
The best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Tip when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
I'll see.
It's the first ever Monday night edition of JB's Wild Ride. From now on, Monday nights, me and you, 7 to 9, digging back 100 years, playing records of all kinds, as long as it's good. That set began right here in New Orleans, 1929, in the Italian Hall on Esplanade, the first ever integrated recording session in New Orleans. The Astoria Hot 8, with Sidney Arodin filling in for Louis Big Eye Nelson. Played you the Astoria Strut. It's a great record. I mean, what's really wonderful about that is that not only is it a historic event that we can go back and look at, they cut a killer record. The Astoria Strut. Nat King Cole took us on a trip through Amarillo and Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, Route 66. From New York City, Dina Regine, Dial My Number, Jack Marshall with the Munsters theme, and Dick Dale, Let's Go Trippin'. They were talking about surfing. It was a much more innocent time. My text line is open. If you need anything, or if you just want to check in and say hello, I'd like to meet some of you by text, I guess, since we're making acquaintances on Monday evenings here in WHIVLP 102.3 New Orleans. Go ahead and text me with whatever's on your mind or whatever you want to hear. 504-300-9390, 504-300-9390. Saturday night, I went out to Chickiwawa to celebrate International Clash Day. And it was amazing. All-star band of top New Orleans musicians and then musicians from elsewhere came together to play a whole night of Clash. Clash, my favorite band of all time. So, you know, I was in pig heaven. But what a great job. Really, kudos to Scott Rapport put a lot of it on and the folks at Chickiwawa. It was great. Just a fantastic time. Can't wait for next one. International Clash Day, started by a community radio DJ in Seattle who just decided one day to start playing a bunch of Clash, and it became a thing. So I'm thinking I got to start International Something Day. Got to think of the right artist for that. International Nickelback Day. No. Let's see. If you need something, 504-300-9390. So anyway, let's play some Clash type stuff. Clash and Clash related. First, this goes out to everybody who was there on Saturday night at Chickiwawa. It's Billy Bragg, old Clash fan fight song. WHIV JB's Wild Ride Monday Night Edition.
I've got a mate who lives in Vermont. He couldn't find the music he wants. Sick and tired of the corporation, started his own little radio station. Now he's on the air each day, telling Fox about a different way. He plays Billy Bragg and a bit of Green Day, and I'm so bored with the USA. Oh, people are on the move. I've got a buddy who delivers the post up and down the northeast coast. When the Clash came to town, he never missed them. He still wants to bust the system, but he has to go to work. That doesn't mean he's some kind of a jerk. Put food on the table, you know how that feels. Doesn't mean he's lost his ideals. Oh, people are moving on. Will soon be gone. The clampdown is still coming down.